Okay, for those, welcome to all those here who are young or young at heart, and for those who are listening to us on the radio or online, I have a shoebox that my daughter Jessie was trying to peek into. So the mystery here is today, your mom has to work at the hospital this afternoon, so we drove in separate cars, right? And so I had to wait until she left the house before I could sneak this out, because this is something that you've been seeing all of your life hanging up in our den, and it's a little worse for the wear. I'm going to let you hold the mic for a second. I'm holding a bit of strapping with very, very, very old tablets of wood that list all of the fruits of the Spirit from Paul out of Galatians 5, verse 22, the fruits of the Spirit. We're gonna come back to that. All right, carefully put this down. And yes, it has been repatched many times over the years. But this, I believe, came from your mom's great-grandma. That would make her your great-great-grandma, right? And I thought it was pretty cool to be thinking about this on Mother's Day. So Mother's Day is kind of a newer holiday. It started in 1908. And it's a story, actually, of a mom and her daughter, Miss Jarvis. And some friends of ours that live in Richmond are actually related to the Jarvises who helped found Mother's Day. So to tell the story, I have to talk about Mrs. Jarvis, the mom, and Anna Jarvis, who we'll just call Anna. And Anna was so moved by the work that she saw her mother do all throughout her life that she wanted to found a holiday to give special honor to our moms. But here's the rest of the story. Mrs. Jarvis actually, throughout the 1800s, dedicated her life up in the Appalachian Mountains, West Virginia, up in the Buchanan area, where actually you have some ancient kin. So she dedicated her life in the 1800s to helping to reduce moms dying in childbirth and babies being lost in childbirth as well. And so she founded Mother's Day clubs that would go throughout the mountains and teach families about sanitation. So she was known for that, and she was known for her really powerful Sunday school stories. This is Mrs. Jarvis. She was so well known that the leadership of the Union Army asked her to help them improve the sanitation in the camps, because so many men were being lost due to infection or dysentery. And what did Miss Jarvis do? She organized moms throughout the area to work with the camps, not to clean up after them, but to teach them how to clean up after themselves. And at the end of the war, she was personally cited as being incredibly important to the Union's victory up in West Virginia and throughout. Now that was Mrs. Jarvis. Now when Anna founded Mother's Day, she wanted it to be just simply a day of gratitude between you and your mom, or her and her mom, us and our moms, right? So what have you done to show gratitude to your mom? I think I know a little bit of this, so I'm not putting you too much on the spot.
I made her a picture.
Say it again?
I made her like a painting.
Okay. And what else?
I cleaned the kitchen.
You cleaned up after she had breakfast in bed, I believe, yes? Okay. And what about yesterday?
Oh, we planted a lime-white hydrangea.
A very special bush, that's right, hydrangea, one of your mom's favorites. And those are all nice, right, ways of showing gratitude. Well, just about the time Mother's Day began, Anna began having problems with the way the holiday was being used. And so she had, for the rest of her life, she fought against the floral industry and the card industry and all those that would make some profit off of Mother's Day, because she wanted it just to be about gratitude. But I do wonder if there was one more feature that Anna might have even missed, because her mother was this amazing, amazing woman, right? And she took all of her gifts, her fruits of the Spirit, and turned them into action to the point that she was quite famous for it, the founding of these Mother's Day clubs, right? So when we think of the fruits of the Spirit, love and joy and peace and long-suffering. Now, don't get too confused about long-suffering. Let's just say patience on that. Patience. Although there are days. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We think of all the powerful moms, all the women that we've known who are moms or who will be moms or have helped mother others' children, right? And brought incredible work into this world. We think about how they take the fruits of the Spirit and make them real every day in Mother's Day clubs all around this country. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you for a day of showing gratitude for all the powerful women who do so much. Lord, help us to take this gratitude into every day as we reflect on the change makers in our lives, our moms and grandmas and aunts and friends who bring so much to this hurting world. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.